This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak this Friday, and we continue our baseball prep coverage. And hey, today we're excited to have, one of the new schools. They're not new anymore. They've already won five games this season, and excited to have the Timnath Cubs join us today. But hey, we are brought by Pro Design Countertops. Thank you to Pro Design for their special coverage of the baseball preps preview. When it comes to a new home or a remodel project, nothing speaks style and value like new countertops. Granite, quartz, laminate, or stone, Pro Design in Wellington is your one-stop shop. And of course, want to thank Gyra 7 Roofing. Boy, have these guys just, they've picked up the sponsorship of some of our prep coverage of baseball teams, and they are a roofing company with a big heart, serving all of Northern Colorado. Gyra 7 Roofing not only delivers excellent in the field, but also is deeply rooted in the community. Proud to sponsor local high schools and their sports program, giving kids and coaches some extra well-deserved media time. They are simply focused, giving back to the community as much as possible, and are a proud member with us and the kids. Well, we want to welcome Alex Anaya, the head baseball coach of the Timnath Cubs. Alex, hey, I know it's class day. Thanks for making arrangements to get on. People want to hear about the Timnath Cubs. How you doing today?
Hey, Coach, I'm doing well. It's good to hear from you, and yeah, no problem. Thank you for the opportunity to talk a little baseball and talk Timnath Cubs.
Well, absolutely. Hey, there's nothing like baseball, the start of the season, and of course in Colorado there's always going to be some challenges with weather and things like that. And hey, I know your first weekend you made a trip to the Western Slope and picked up some games there, but you were able to get them in. So heading into this next contest, you've already completed eight games, and man, a nice start. You've won five of those. You've won two out of the last three. I guess a split with your is Wellington. Can I call them the rival?
You know, there's a rivalry starting. You know, they're in the same position as we are with opening up in a brand new school and having freshmen and sophomores and last year. So yeah, we had two close games with them. So yeah, that's team will
absolutely
be facing next year as we in our new league next year too. They'll be in it, so that will keep going.
Yeah, and of course around Colorado, all leagues are changing, but 2-1. Run decisions with those guys. But hey, Coach, let's go back to the beginning, you know, of starting a program and what it's like to just see the continuous growth. I mean, you still have, you know, seven or eight freshmen on your varsity squad this year, and the majority are sophomores with a couple juniors sprinkled in. But what's that been like from the beginning and to see the growth of your program take place?
Wow, yeah, it was quite the challenge that I was more than happy, more than prepared, I feel like, at the point in my career coaching, just to be a head coach. And I didn't envision it starting a new program, but when I got the opportunity to head the new school in Timnath, I was more than excited about it. The challenge, I think, was not really knowing any of the players in their baseball, you know, skills or baseball level until we really started the spring season. I knew a few of my players from teaching them at my previous middle school, but I mean, going off of that wasn't, we only had 14 kids in the program last year. And we had 12 freshmen, two sophomores, and it was, we took our lumps last year, but through that season and through the learning process, one more year of growth, all those freshmen becoming sophomores and just growing physically and becoming better leaders and all that, and then having freshmen this year break through and contribute on varsity is it's been amazing just to see the difference one year makes and these boys who are really just competing day in and day out, and you know, that's all I could ask for. Just I feel blessed to be able to run it, and more importantly, have the group of players that I do, and just who want to come to work and who want to love and just love baseball.
That's exciting. Hey, Coach, share with our audience your background, where you were before you got the opportunity to come and lead the Timnath Cubs.
Yes, sir. So my first coaching stint was right out of college and in Flagstaff, Arizona. I was head coach for 4 years at a small school there in Flagstaff, Arizona. Kind of by default, the head coach quit a week before the season. I was set to be an assistant. And he quit, and the athletic director trusted me to just take over. And I was nervous about it, but I did because of my my father-in-law. His name's Greg Brock, and he has all the
former great baseball player.
Yep, he played 10 years in the majors, and then after he retired, he all he did was coach baseball. So I kind of relied on him as my mentor and helping me, like, what do I need to do to start a program or to run a program? So I learned that kind of on the fly for 4 years there in Arizona. And then my family and I, we moved here. My wife, Taylor, and my newborn daughter, Bailey, we moved to Colorado. We wanted to raise Bailey close to family. And that's actually where I met you when I got that part-time job at Res teaching. And but I jumped on board with my father-in-law. He wanted to get back into coaching because I was excited about it. So he took the head job at Meade High School, and I was his assistant varsity coach for 1 year. And then the next 6 years, he was the head coach at Loveland High School, and I was his varsity assistant. So kind of learning from his guidance and mentorship, I think it happened at the perfect time to kind of transition into – taking over a head coaching role, you know, being a head coach for 4 years, but being super young at that point in my career, and then, you know, learning a lot in the last 7 years as an assistant varsity coach. And so that's kind of my background to how I got here to Timnath.
Well, that's a great journey, and boy, what better guidance that you could have than Greg Brock, of course, and the Timnath Cubs. Boy, did they make a great decision when they brought you on board, Alex, and you just see improvement. I was able to catch one of your games early, and you just seem to continue that improvement. Tell me this, Coach, because it's such a, you know, I know it's a balance once you start playing games, because you were still in such of that, you know, skill development role with players and the fundamental training, and yet you're playing a lot of games right now. How do you balance that?
You know, I like how our schedule is. I look at other teams, and they're only, you know, 5-6 games in, maybe at the most. And, you know, we have a lot of games under our belt. So having kind of a 1 or 2 games a week since the start of season has been, I think, an advantage to us, especially with our, you know, our top couple pitchers who I have here with me, and Drake Jenkins and Dane Wyman. Being able to have those guys ready to start on each week, it has been huge for us to compete in the ball, these ball games, along with you know, a lot of their other teammates who are on the mound, and the fundamental stuff. I mean, that's just daily practice. Daily
sure.
practice every day. We don't have a game. We're working on, you know, what we can do to improve from, you know, what we need to learn from the previous game to just working on those fundamentals that are, you know, baseball could be monotonous but it's, the more we do it, you know, it's going to come natural in the game, and they'll be ready for when that ball is hit to them or whatever the situation may be.
Absolutely. And you are listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA 1310 103.1 FM. And joining us today, on the Clearwater Products Hotline is Coach Alex Anaya of the Timnath Cubs. And after we take a break, Alex, we're going to talk to Drake Jenkins and Dane Murphy, or Dane Wyman, excuse me, Jack Murphy, three of your guys, anxious to talk to them. But tell us, how have you somewhat met expectations of these 13 games? How would you analyze the start of your season, Coach?
You know, I think we met expectations by competing in all the games. I think, talking varsity baseball, yeah, we're young, but we don't want to use that excuse for much longer. There's probably about four games that were decided by three games. We lost by one run, or
sure,
one run. And there's about four games I think could have been play here or there, could have turned our favor to put another win in that column. So, but as long as we're competing and as long as they're coming out to practice every day, ready to work hard, I mean, that's the expectation, to keep getting better, to keep growing, and, you know, having each other's back, coming together as a team through every game and every practice.
Absolutely. Hey, we want to thank Buildings by Design. The process building a new building can seem daunting. It doesn't have to be when you use Buildings by Design. They have the surefire process to get your building built to your satisfaction. Visit our friends out in Brush, Colorado at buildingsbydesign.com. And, of course, again, a special thanks to Gyra 7 Roofing for today's coverage of the Timnath Cubs. Hey, Coach, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to catch up with the guys and get some of their takes on the season, and we'll be right back.
KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Are you listening? Hear it again. This is my favorite part. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
Welcome back to Coach Speak on this Friday. And, of course, it's high school baseball prep coverage brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. Family-owned and operated since 1987, the professionals at ProDesign will help guide you along the countertop process. Contractor-based and ready to serve the Front Range, call ProDesign Countertops at 970-568-7829 or visit their showroom in Wellington today. With us today, the Timnath Cubs, and great talking to Coach Alex Anaya, the I'm going to call him the veteran coach now of the Timnath Cubs. But, hey, we also have a few players on. Coach, we have Drake Jenkins on. Tell us about Drake before I pop in and ask him a couple questions.
Yeah, well, Drake Jenkins, he's one of those players I was referring to. I've known him since his sixth grade year, being his physical education teacher. So I've known him, and when I found out he was coming to Timnath from the middle school we were at, I was pretty excited because that's about the same time I got the job. And since he's been at Timnath, along with Dane, he's been our go-to pitcher on the mound. And then he's been just holding it down in center field, as well as either our leadoff hitter or our three-hole. He comes in with a lot of, you know, baseball experience, and he is – one who's always going to work hard and just a selfless player who, you know, as long as I've known him, doesn't care about the attention or anything like that. He just wants to play ball, and that's what I love about Drake.
That's great. Hey, Drake, let me ask you this. Hey, you know, when did you first fall in love with baseball?
Ooh, I mean, I've been playing baseball since I was probably like 5, T-ball. I mean, I just love it so much. T-ball, coach pitch, all that. So wiffle ball, just love it. Probably about 5.
Yeah, absolutely. And been playing ever since and having fun at it ever since. Hey, coming to a new school, Timnath, what has been some of the challenges for you and your teammates as far as when you first broke into Timnath up through now this third year of existence?
You know, I knew coming in we were going to be a younger team with only freshmen and sophomores last year. And I knew that was probably going to be a challenge. But last year it was pretty rough. But this year, I mean, with the new freshmen coming in, taking some varsity spots, it's really improved our team. There's no word to really describe it to me to how better we've gotten this year. And just, I don't know. I mean, the freshmen this year really contribute in all attributes, hitting, fielding, our middle infielders, just everywhere. And I'm just excited for what the next 2 years are going to look like for our program.
.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
One goal. Championship. Now you can hear the Nuggets and Avalanche games right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we are back with Coach Speak. Just a little glitch, I guess, in the system. But with us today are the Timnath Cubs. And when we did get interrupted, you know, I don't know. I couldn't hear you guys. I don't know if you could hear me. But, Drake, I was asking you about, preference of pitching being in the outfield. Do you have a preference where you're on the field, buddy?
I would say pitching. I love pitching just because it's so competitive out there, and I'd prefer pitching, but when I'm not pitching, I love being in center field as well.
Absolutely. You know, I love pitching too. And as a pitcher, you're involved in everything. Nothing starts until that ball is delivered by you. And you have somewhat control of the game out there. And, there's nothing more competitive than pitching. But what's your go-to pitch, Drake, and how do you like to attack hitters?
It depends. If I know the hitter and I know they're a good hitter, my go-to pitch would be my curveball.
Great.
Start them off with curveballs. But if I don't know them, I mean, I'll start off with fastball. See how they're working with that. And my go-to pitch would be my curveball probably, though.
All right. Hey, let's move to Dane Wyman. Dane, tell us about, you know, your favorite positions, where you like to play, and let our audience know a little more about you.
Yeah, totally. I'm more of an infield kind of guy. I like middle infield, third base. But I would say overall my favorite position would be pitcher. I just like, again, being in control of the pace of play. And it's just fun. It's very competitive. You're always playing. There's never any time off when you're on the mound. Just
sure.
Fun.
And, Dane, tell me, what are some of the key things that you focus on during your practice sessions, throughout the season?
When we're taking infield, I like to focus on release point and making sure that I can make a good throw across the diamond, because that's where I personally struggle on the most when it comes to game time. And it's just, I'm trying to always be quicker with hands and feet. So just overall, just getting throwing the ball harder, making better plays.
And what's it been like to be a Timnath Cub from the beginning and see the progress of you and your teammates?
It's amazing. I mean, it's so rewarding when you put in all this time and effort and work and you can see it pay off in the game. It's extremely rewarding. It's something you can't describe.
And are you a multi-sport guy, or is baseball just your thing?
Baseball is my thing. I've been playing strictly baseball since second grade.
Is that right? Wow. So you love the game, truly love the game. What do you remember most about your first experiences ever playing baseball?
I just remember finishing my first game of rec and just wanting to play again. I remember how much fun I had, and it was the first time that I had felt that about a sport, and I think from that moment on, that's when I knew baseball was the sport for me.
Yeah, that's it. It just, you just know it. Hey, let's ask Jack a couple things. Jack Murphy.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? So
I'm doing great.
Tell me your overall experience of being at Timnath since the beginning, and how much fun it's been to be at a new school and to see it grow.
Well, so this year I'm a freshman coach, but it's really been great seeing the program grow. The couple games that I've been here, and having these two next to me as mentors, really, and just having them as people I can look up to and look forward to seeing every practice, and having people in the program that know, know what they're doing. And it's been great. It's been a great experience. I love this team, and it's a great bond that we all have, I believe. And it's a great, great trust in between all of us, you know?
How much fun as a freshman? I mean, you're just a year away of being at middle school and thinking, man, I wish I was out there already playing with these guys. But now that you're a freshman, you know, playing varsity, what are some of the goals you have, Jack, as far as leading Timnath for the next few years?
Man, you know, it's really just, it's great as a freshman on this team because, you know, like I said, a lot of these sophomores are just, they're great vocal leaders and great leaders for this team. So seeing that as a freshman, it really makes you want to, for these next 4 years, become a leader for this team and grow as a team together and see where the path takes us.
Absolutely. And Drake, I'm going to go back to you right now and ask you a question, being kind of one of the so-called veteran guys. How is the camaraderie amongst the players? You get a, you know, new freshman class in, and it's different each year, but how is this year's bonding taking place, and what are the special feelings that you guys acquired about your team?
I mean, it all started this winter in the off season, going to weights indoor after school every day and morning hitting practice, and just seeing all the freshmen that showed up. I mean, we almost had 30 kids compared to the 14 we had last
year. Right, yeah.
So, and just building that early bond, it was really great. I mean, we have such a strong bond. We believe in each other. We trust in each other. We know that if we make a mistake, our team's going to be there to back us up. And it's really just been great with the new freshmen coming in.
And Dane, let me ask you this. What's been the connection with your staff, Coach Anaya, and how have they just made everybody feel so comfortable being part of the Cubs program?
I think the connection was instant. It, like, I know this year, because some of Coach Anaya and some of our assistant coaches, we see them around the school, and it leads to a better environment when you can say hi to your coach walking around the school. Everyone's extremely friendly, and they really want what's best for us, and they spend so many hours trying to help the team, help us individually become the best players that we can be.
So Dane, tell me this. What's your when you get to practice non-game day, what's your favorite drill that you do during practice?
I really enjoy live ABs, seeing our pitchers from a different perspective. And I think that's where we get better the most, is when we can go up against other varsity pitchers and just, you know, try to really hone in your skill.
And Jack, let me ask you this. How important has it been for the freshmen just to be so welcomed by the upperclassmen and the coaching staff, knowing that, hey, if you're good enough, you can play at the varsity level?
Man, I mean, it's been really great because, like I said, these two next to me, I mean, they're great leaders, and it's a great environment to be around because they really are showing you. It doesn't matter if you're 14, 15 years old on a varsity field with varsity players who are 16, 17, 18 years old, and you're facing these pitchers that are, you know, a lot bigger than you, stronger than you. And I think that a lot, too, with coaching, they're just really showing you, hey, it's okay to make mistakes, and mistakes are going to happen, but move on from that. We grow from our mistakes, and we learn from all that.
And, hey, if you guys, let's go back to Coach Anaya. Hey, Alex, share this with me. Talk about your staff a little bit and how important it was to build that staff from the beginning.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. So I taught with my assistant coach, who's my go-to, and Ben Furtner. I taught with him at the middle school we were at, and we were both interested in the job. And when I got the job, first person I asked to be my varsity assistant was Ben Furtner. And he's just been so solid, so passionate about coaching this team and just all in for Timnath. And he brought along actually his best friend, and his name's Greg Hart, who's got a lot of baseball experience in coaching. And so those were my first two assistants. And Furtner takes over the outfield, and Hart is an infield and a hitting guru. And so it's us three. And then we also have on our staff two staff members at our school in Timnath, and Nate Lovato, he's our head JV coach, and Will Corden, he's also an assistant coach, and they've been huge helps all around.
That's terrific, and boy, it's so important. This, you know, staffs are so important. It's just not all about the head coaching and things like that, but mm-hmm. once you get into practices, being able to delegate to guys that you trust and guys knowledgeable about the game. But hey, Coach, tell us the challenges you face in league play, being such a young team.
Yeah. So with my prior experience coaching at Loveland, in the Front Range League, playing, you know, Fossil and Boulder and all those schools, I really didn't know too much about the 3A Patriot League. And then when I got the job and started looking it up and heard about Eaton and heard about University and heard about Resurrection Christian and hearing that these are, you know, some of these toughest schools that would compete any day at the 5A level. And people who told me that were spot on. These clubs are challenging. They have solid players, and they've been tough. And last year we got beat around pretty bad by those teams, and this year we were able to compete, but we were on the losing end of those games. But so those three teams, and then you got a up and coming team like Berthoud and Sterling way out east, and then there's a bunch of other teams in the mix there. But since we got past, we already played our games against Eaton University and Resurrection Christian, we got all the other squads that are on the schedule. So I'm excited to compete with all these other teams in the Patriot League.
Absolutely. You know, Coach, not many leagues can say anywhere in the country that they had the number two pick of the San Francisco Giants in their league last year.
Yeah.
You know, talking about Walker Martin, and of course, being the second pick of the Giants, and it's just exciting. And I'll tell you what, you know, this year in the Patriot League, pitching is a premium, Coach. And it's so good for your guys to be able to see that as well. Hey, Drake, getting back to you, I want to know, who's your favorite MLB guy that you really look up to and love to watch play?
You know, growing up, I've always been a Giants fan in San Francisco. And when I was younger, Madison Bumgarner, Mad Bum,
sure,
a pitcher, he was one of my favorite watch, striking out all these guys. I mean, he's someone that I looked up to.
Absolutely. How'd you become a Giants fan, Drake?
That's a good question. My dad had some family out in California, and they took him to a Giants game for his first MLB game and just took after my dad's team, I guess.
There you go. There you go. And Dane, how about you? Do you have a favorite player that you like to watch or emulate?
For me personally, it'd be Dansby Swanson of the Chicago Cubs. I try my best to model my game after him. I think he's all around a very, very solid player.
So he is solid, and of course, former Atlanta Brave, and now with the Cubs, and tremendous. And you know, he has a little local connection now. You know about that?
No, I don't. No,
well, I'll tell you what. He married a girl from Fossil Ridge High School, I believe, or Colorado, anyway. I'm not sure exactly, but who is a professional soccer player for the Chicago women's soccer team. So, you know, a little trivia there. Hey, Jack, being that freshman, you know, any special player that you love watching in the major leagues?
Man, I love watching Mookie Betts. I think he's overall just my favorite player. I mean, I love watching that dude play.
And I'll tell you what, here's a guy that can play any position as well.
Right.
I mean, right. He could be in the major leagues. He can be an all-star outfielder, all-star shortstop, second baseman. This guy does it all.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any hobbies like Mookie? Do you know what Mookie Betts, one of his hobbies is?
He loves to bowl, doesn't he?
He loves to bowl, and he's bowled several 300 games and things like that. Are you a bowler by any chance, Jack?
No, sir, I'm not.
Just wondering. All right, but yeah, you know your players, absolutely. So,
yes, sir.
Hey, guys, Drake, Dane, and Jack, want to thank you. I'm going to let you go. We're going to take a break and come back and wrap up with Coach Anaya. But, hey, have a great rest of your season, guys. I'm sure you have to go back to class. Thank your teachers for allowing you to take a break to join us,
sir,
on Coach Speak and KFK Radio today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach.
All right, man. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back to wrap up Coach Speak after these messages.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Rodeo Radio is back during the Greeley Stampede. Yeah! Only in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak, our prep coverage of baseball brought to you by Pro Design Countertops. And also want to thank LaGyra 7 Roofing today as they continue to sponsor some of these teams. And with us today, it's been great talking to Coach Anaya from the Timnath Cubs and his players. Hey, Coach, for young guys, these guys were fantastic. You know, I know sometimes you get kids on the radio and You're not sure what's going to happen, but your guys just knocked it out. Thanks for making that arrangement with Drake, Dane, and Jack.
Oh, yeah, no problem. They how they carry themselves on and off the field, and easy choice to pick these guys to represent, talking for our program.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Coach, we talk about leadership, and, you know, obviously most coaches that I have on, we're talking about leadership, and they go right to their seniors, you know. And after being at Loveland, you know, High for years, you probably somewhat understand the importance of senior leadership. But you had to develop leaders and leadership from, you know, much younger guys. What are some of the attributes that led to, you know, just leading these young guys in becoming leaders?
Oh, you know, I think for me, I want to try to model leadership. I want to try to be, you know, show that even like that servant leadership, me picking up cage balls after a round of BP, not just expecting all the players to do it. So trying to emulate what, you know, what I would do as if, you know, maybe if I was in their shoes, and try to lead by that example, and then speak into it. So, telling, and our big thing this year is like, just take care of the little things. And that's the little things, for everything that we do, whether that's part of practice or a game or, you know, and more importantly, you know, outside of the lines of the field, and just holding themselves to high character in the classroom and beyond. That's kind of the main goal, I think, and that's the main purpose for why I wanted to become a coach and help develop young men into just quality men as they move on with their lives.
Well said. And Coach, this year with the you know, a few juniors, but are you guys playing two levels, varsity and JV, or are you adding a level each year? How does that work when you open up a new school with just freshmen and sophomores?
Yeah, so I could start back at last year when, like I said, we just had 14 players on our varsity team. And, you know, only collected a couple wins and throughout the whole season, to this year, all the excitement. And you heard it from some of our guys about how excited this freshman class and how much better they've made us. So we added the JV this year. We had we have 28 total in the program, varsity and JV. A couple of those players are swinging back and forth. You know, they'll go and pitch on JV, or they'll go take their at-bats and field on JV, and then they contribute to the varsity. And then some that started as swing players have kind of just emerged onto the varsity at this point in the season. And it's pretty awesome, and this doesn't happen very much around Colorado since I've been here, is summer programs. So we have everybody – on our varsity team is playing for us for our summer program. And that's exciting to think about and to continue to grow together as we move forward into, you know, next year. But I do anticipate a C team by next year. So having three levels. Yep.
That's great. And actually you alluded to one of my next questions as far as how important summer is. And yes, as a coach, I know how many players from various teams, they're just scattered all about, you know, whether it's Northern Colorado or going down to the Metro to play on a travel team. You just don't find that many programs anymore that are able to keep all your guys together. And tell us about that, how that came to fruition, that you'll be able to work with your kids and play a lot. And will you travel with them this summer or mostly stay around the state?
Yeah, so it kind of came about when I'll allude back to Coach Furtner and his vision for what we can do for summer. And we kind of emulated what Rocky Mountain High School has been successful with, and keeping most of their guys to play with them for the summer. And last year we just had, you know, a 15U team that we played in some 15, 16U tournaments. And we actually, we didn't have our whole team. You know, some of our top guys, they were committed to their other summer teams, which is understandable because who knows what the program was going to be. So to have some of those top guys commit to us in the summer kind of shows, like, I think in my opinion, shows the direction of our program, and they want to be here. They want to play for Timnas and continue to do something special here. So
that is fantastic, Coach. Oh. And hey, Coach, I want to thank you for joining us on Coach Speak. Best of luck to you and your guys for the remainder of the year. And man, it's just the beginning for you. Have a great summer as well, but we'll be in touch. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach Alex and I. All right. Man, thank you for joining us on Coach Speak. Obviously, thanks to Coach Anaya. Thanks to Drake Jenkins, Dane Wyman, Jack Murphy. And enjoy your weekend out there. Hey, everybody, stay tuned for the whole show. I know Brady's got it going. We've got all sorts of sports coverage this week on KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.